In Iowa, an unusually mild winter has drawn a large number of seasonal visitors to enjoy the fishing. It's still too cold for most of us to stand around in waders, waiting for a bite, but these fish lovers don't mind because they are eagles. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Eagles come to Iowa about now anyway. They come down from the north when lakes there freeze over. In Iowa, they like to gather at that state's biggest lake, Red Rock Lake, down at one end where the dam is. Water shoots through the dam's gates to feed the Des Moines River, and fish go through too, and get knocked silly. The eagles enjoy an easy lunch. The park rangers expect eagles by the dozens, but this year they're getting eagles by the hundreds. No one can remember seeing so many. Ranger Tracy Spry.
Typically, on an annual basis, we'll see anywhere from 15 to 30 eagles in one place down below the dam, sitting in the trees, sitting on the ice, and feeding. But this year, it's been amazing. Last Friday, when I went down below the dam in the morning, I saw easily over 100 eagles down below. And you could look at even just two trees at a time and see roughly 50 eagles just in one moment. I don't really know what the increase is from, but it's just been a phenomenal year for eagle viewing.
And what are the eagles doing? Are they just hanging out in the trees talking to each other?
You will hear them talking once in a while to each other. Most of the time, they're just going to be roosting in the trees, saving energy, if they're not actually actively fishing. Eagles are also known to steal fish from each other, so if they see another bald eagle catch one, they may actually try to get that fish from them to save some energy so they don't have to do it themselves.
They're not nesting there, though. They're not building nests.
Not at this time. There are some eagles that will stay in Iowa to nest. I think last year or year before, there were about 30 nesting pairs within the state. But most eagles will only spend the winter here and will fly back up north as the waters reopen up there. And when I say that you can see about 100 eagles at a time in the mornings, that's just a small handful of the eagles that may be along the Des Moines River this time of the year. Lake Red Rock is part of the Des Moines River. It's a reservoir. And so as the water heads further downstream, there may be upwards of 400 eagles here in a good year that actually are on the Des Moines River during the wintertime.
I don't know much about eagles, but they're not a flocking bird, are they?
No, they're not. In the nesting season, they will actually separate quite a bit from each other and have their own territories with their mate. But during the winter months, they are known to congregate, and they will be, I don't know if you'd really call them sociable, but they will tolerate each other and sit in the same trees with one another. And I think it's just something that they've had to adapt to so that they can survive throughout the winter months.
But do they seem sociable with one another, or are they more like, say, subway passengers, stuck in the same car but not really, say, familiar?
I would say more like subway passengers. It seems like if one of the birds may get too close to another one, or again, if they're fighting for a fish, you'll hear them cackling amongst each other, and it seems to be more of a little brother and big sister relationship where they don't get along.
Ranger Spry, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Tracy Spry is a park ranger with the Army Corps of Engineers, which oversees Iowa's Red Rock Lake and this month, Happy Eagle Hunting Ground. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.